This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. This is the Wednesday morning edition as I broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, all across America on some of America's great radio stations. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce. Special shouts out go to our military men and women who are listening to us all around the world via the satellite and the internet, to Jerry, who just wanted to be mentioned in Las Vegas, listening to us on our affiliate there, KKVV AM 1060, and hello. Las Vegas, as well as to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our Border Patrol, and 911 dispatchers, too, for their service to America. And to all those people working on the Third Watch tonight, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, all those nighttime mechanics, and those construction workers, too, as well as the bulk mail centers sorting the mail for delivery today and the bulk mail haulers delivering it. Thanks for what you do to keep America rolling. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website for more. Seven past the hour, here's Ms. Rosemary, our prayer intercessor. Hey, kiddo.
Hi, Captain, and hi, everybody. Going to be a little different. I haven't mentioned names in a while, so I've got some names. In fact, the Captain already named several, and because I just want to shout hello. However, tomorrow night, please, please, please be on air. Please be on. Please be on the line, thinking about tomorrow. We're going to do a showers of blessing, more intense than I've ever done. If you need a healing, if you need help, I will be so pre-praying on that. So please get your families in and get online tomorrow night. It is going to be different than I've ever done one, because I was just told to do it, because so many people are in need. Okay, let's, so don't forget tomorrow, or, well, the next show, I guess it'd be tonight. I don't know how you put it. Okay. First, Maria, our German-American sweetheart in, she's in Germany, and also Major Mac and all you in Germany listen. And Flip, I'm sorry about your motorcycle. But you know what?
By the way, let me stop you. Say good morning to Miss Beulah. She just chimed in.
Oh, hi, Miss Beulah. I hope you're okay.
And Flip is doing the squirrel dance here.
Oh, well, that's good, but I'm sorry about your motorcycle. And Miss Beulah, I had your name down here, darling. You bet. You know me. Your name's gonna. The regulars, you know, these are.
Yeah, like, Major Mac just chimed in too. You got them all chiming in now.
Oh dear. Well, listen, please listen tomorrow night, because I put so much into tomorrow night, and I will be praying for hours before the show. I've never done one like tomorrow. I've never done it. It's a special showers of blessing. If you need a healing, if you need help, it's almost everybody I'm talking to. Please, please. Have your families listen in, and you listen in. I'll be putting every part of my soul into that show, because I know what's coming around the bend, and we're going to be prepared. Okay, let's see. Where was I, Captain? I don't even know.
You were saying hello to people.
Yeah, Flip, and then to all the truckers, the drivers, because these horrific weather conditions. To Dave in Indiana, probably not in his igloo anymore. To Professor Dan.
No, he's in his rowboat.
Yes. Professor Dan, I don't know if he's online tonight. I think he's on holidays or something. But anyway, Dan in Indiana, and then, of course, Miss Beulah in Texas. And then I hope I get this right. Captain, you can help me with this. All right. First of all, the Republic Party of Hillsborough County, the colonel comes on, I think. Is it tonight? Let me think. Are we in the right night here?
Hour number four.
Okay. I never know what night it is with me here. Okay. And also, the Tampa Trump Club 45, I hope I got that right,
yep.
The newest one, I have to always, because remember, it's new, to overflowing crowd, they had their first meeting, God bless you all, to Colonel Mike McAllister and all you do. You know I put a lot of prayer on you guys. No, and gals. Forget there's gals, too. So anyway, God bless you all. Steve and his wife in Thailand. Oh, boy, I said wife. I hope you got a wife, Steve.
He does.
If not, I just gave you one.
He does.
And then, okay, Wayne Whiskey. And then also Al and your family in Nebraska. And all of you in yay, from Valdosta, Georgia. And also hi to Deborah and Nelson in Jasper, Florida. All of Sarasota and Braden. That would take up 3 pages by itself. To Jeff in North Sarasota. And then also to Christine, and let's see, well, just everybody. And Joyce, if you can hear, we're praying for you still. She needs prayer. Okay, also, there, you know, also I had on here Mission Barbecue because you, I'm so proud that you, that the captain goes there because they are not only good food, but they're so patriotic.
Well, next week is Armed Forces Week, and every veteran, depending on what branch of the service that you're in, not only will you get a free lunch on the Armed Forces Day,
yes,
which is Saturday the 18th,
yes,
during the week there'll be a day for each one of the branches, and I'll be calling
there
them out
go
next week.
There you
so
go.
You'll get 2 free lunches,
wow,
at Mission Barbecue next
oh
week.
Oh, well, I'll pretend I was in something. All right, now. Also,
we'll let you wear one of our hats.
Okay, I'll wear it. Now, yay! I need it anyway. My hair is a mess right now. Okay, to Ed, our former firefighter and great, great, God be with you, Ed. He's just so loyal, and you guys are so, so kind. How can I not do this? But I'm telling you, you gotta hear tomorrow night because I'm putting my soul into tomorrow night. Anybody needs a healing? If anybody needs help, please get on the next show. Oh, Catwoman and Road Dog.
Yep.
And by the way, some of you need to come back on. You know, Captain, they come on once in a while, then they go, it was so good to hear Ed.
Well, they're in the weather, so don't expect too much
oh
from them.
Oh, that's right, they're drivers. I'm talking
yep, they're headed south down through these
yeah
storms.
Well, I understand. And by the way, I wouldn't have your jobs for anything. Okay, I don't have long.
And they almost got blown over the other night in
oh
a straight
Lord,
line
don't
wind.
Don't tell me that. Now I'm going to feel bad. Mark the Trucker, all Creek Carrier drivers, Sam, our local expert paper relocator, Richard, our kind, loyal Marine friend in Oregon, Sony in Wisconsin, Backgammon Bob, who calls in with some good questions to Denise every night. I don't know where he finds those questions.
He's probably resting.
Oh, he's resting. Okay, well, he better get on tomorrow night. Terry, our overnight office worker in Nashville. And by the way, Tennessee, I've got more things in Tennessee I'm going to talk about later. I got
yeah, we're adding another affiliate. I'm more on that this weekend.
I didn't even know that, but I will tell
yeah
you, my friend Mary's going back to the veterans place there in Nashville. I mean, in, not Nashville, I'm sorry, Tennessee, so... Also, well, just to Eon, Don and Donna Walt, everybody, God bless you. And remember, you're so loved and beyond tomorrow night. Very important. Thank you, Captain.
All righty. Thank you, Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor. She covered all the bases, and I'll be covering more bases, too. If you want to chime in and opine, the number is 877-969-8600. Right after this break, 877-969-8600. I shall return.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. And welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. By the way, Mother's Day coming up on Sunday. You still got time to be able to get something for your mom. And may I suggest the David E. Garrett Jewelers Company, because for over 36 years, David E. Garrett Jewelers has been committed to fine craftsmanship and stellar service, and they have a number of fine pieces that they've made, and they display online at their website, davidegarrettjewelers.com. Now, again, Garrett is spelled G-A-R-R-E-T-T. They are a family-owned Christian business. They offer an excellent selection of unique jewelry with amazing prices. All military veterans, all active-duty military, all first responders get a discount there, too, on your purchases. And they specialize in one-of-a-kind pieces, sure to catch anybody's attention. So go to their website, davidegarrettjewelers.com, davidegarrettjewelers.com, and take a look at all the items they have there. You can still order something and get it shipped overnight to you, and it'll be here in time for Mother's Day. Now give them a call at 937-325-3680, the number 937-325-3680, for a more personal shopping experience to answer any questions that you have. David E. Garrett Jewelers, a jeweler you can trust, a proud sponsor of the Edwards Notebook, and also the Captain's America Third Watch. All right, 877-969-8600, the number to call if you have anything you want to opine about. We have a lot of different stuff going on here. But I will tell you that the fact of the matter is a lot of things are going on right now in Congress that don't make a lot of sense. And, I almost forgot something. I was aware of this, and I forgot to mention it yesterday, but May 7th, 1975 is a day that a lot of us will remember. It was the official end of the Vietnam War. So, welcome home to all of my brothers and sisters that served in that conflict, because yesterday, actually, was the day I should have said that, and I forgot to do it, but I got sidetracked. As you well know, breaking news changes everything, and we had a couple of stories that came in there. And, Al, Facebook is a private company. Al is asking me a question or saying something here. Do I know of the censorship that's going on Facebook? Sure. Absolutely. Twitter, too. Twitter yesterday permanently deleted AOC's Twitter account for misrepresenting things, was the comment that was made. So they took her off Twitter. And these private social media sites have the ability, because of their rules, to take you off for whatever you say. You can't just go on there and slander somebody. You can't do that. Number one, you can get sued for anything you put out there publicly if you're slandering somebody, and especially if they can prove that what you're saying isn't true. And number two, why would you want to do that to begin with? It's okay to call somebody a name, but you don't go out there and slander them for something specific when you don't have any proof to back it up. And by the way, internet rumors are not proof. So don't get caught in that trap. So, yeah, Facebook is out there. I haven't had any problems with Facebook because I post legitimate news stories. I don't just throw stuff out there just for the sake of throwing things out there. A lot of people have had problems, and they've moved on. We've told you about the website, which is currently under construction again, on again, off again this month, called Hub, H-U-B, hub.life. I've told you about MeWe.com. That's M-E-W-E. I've got an auxiliary page over there. I've also got one on hub.life, so I'm all set up and ready to go if something were to happen with Facebook. Now, Facebook is where I prefer to be because of the millions and millions and millions of people that are over there. It's just that simple. By the way, by popular demand, guess who's on the phone line? Dan the Man, Lafayette, Indiana. What's up there, friend?
Well, I just got back about an hour ago. I picked up my son from college at 11 o'clock this morning.
You talking about Alabama?
Yeah, it was 88 degrees.
Yeah, I know. It was gorgeous. It's going to be 90 again.
Oh, it was a beautiful day. Yeah. Beautiful day. 51 degrees here now and windy.
Where are you at?
I'm in Lafayette right now. I'm on campus right now, 51 degrees.
Did you have any weather to go through?
None.
Okay, well, it's to the west and it's moving slowly to the east, but go ahead.
But when you said May 7th, 1975, I remember that day. Boy, do I remember that day. Anybody that was serious about the United States and was patriotic on that day, you had the worst feeling in your gut you ever had when the Saigon fell. You know, if we didn't feel like we let down the world on that day,
We left thousands of people behind, and I always wondered what happened to them.
Oh, I know.
Some of the ones that fought with us that were right there that we promised we'd take care of. Yep.
You know, I listen to Democrats talk about inequality or equality. There was no country more equal than Cambodia, and look what they did to their own people over there.
Yep, the killing fields.
Yeah, and I tell my students that, you know, when they're talking about income inequality, well, it's always easier to lower the bar than it is to raise it.
Sure.
And I said, that's where you would go. I don't see anything that Bernie Sanders has said that Pol Pot or Fidel Castro hadn't said.
Yeah.
And that's what he wants to subject this country to.
Yeah, full-blown socialism. You're right.
And more than that, when he says democratic socialism or social, I don't care how you define it, it is destructive. It is the most destructive strategic bombing, as you're seeing in Venezuela, is not as destructive as socialism.
Uh-huh.
When you try to bring people down, we're going to all be equal. You know, if you want to believe in that Marxist rhetoric, I don't even teach it. It's so failed, it's so phony, that it's a waste of time. But people are attracted to it. I think, you know, we're going through an anti-establishment period for the next 5-6 years. It's been going on since the Great Recession. You know, you just got to deal with it. But I wish more Americans could get a taste of it without having to actually go through it in their own country.
I got a little joke for you here. Christine, who lives down in Sarasota, her daughter goes to Alabama, and she just chided out to you, Roll Tide.
Roll Tide, roll. That is, you know, I will be, I got tickets to see Alabama and LSU, and I got Alabama and Auburn. So I'll be.
Oh, football?
Football.
Okay. What are they, home games?
Yeah, they're home games.
Okay.
Except I've been trying to get the first one in Atlanta when they play Duke, but I can't seem to get that one.
I think that was sold out a year ago.
Yeah, so anyway, I've got those two, so
yeah,
I'm going to be there. But, hey, I listened to Rosemary the Prayer Angel. I love her voice. It's so soothing. And she was talking about Flip. Flip, don't get rid of your motorcycle. I still have my first one I bought in 1977. It was a 1976 KZ900 Kawasaki. Even if you don't ride it, just you have something to look at and think, maybe someday.
Uh-huh.
And who's the other gentleman in Indiana where they said he's not in his igloo? You're in your igloo tonight. It is just, after you leave something with 89, you hit 52, and it's windy. It is just plain cold. The cold goes right through you tonight.
By the way, it's snowing in Colorado in the mountains.
Oh, geez. I don't even want to hear. You know, it has snowed at least once since October here. You know, we got snow in April. So
I remember one Memorial Day, okay, when I was still fit as a fiddle and in the fire service. I got to march in a Memorial Day parade. It was one of the last times that my dad was alive, and he was a World War II veteran, and he got to ride in one of the cars with the 82nd Airborne, you know, D-Day and all that. And we got to march, and it was a snowstorm. On the Memorial Day parade, and it was big, thick, wet, heavy snow coming down. We not only got drenched, we were freezing.
It snowed here, I can't remember if it was 2 or 3 years ago, on May 17th.
Uh-huh.
It just...
Well, I'm talking Memorial Day now. This was back
when
it was...
I know, yeah. But I can relate to that. But, you know, it's snowed at least once since October. So it's been 7 months we've gotten snow at least once a month. And I'm just kind of sick of snow. And
can I leave you with a thought before we run out of time?
What's that?
Some of us have seen enough to know you can't coexist with people who want to kill you.
That's true.
I know. I saw somebody the other day with a coexist bumper. And they saw me and they go, are you the guy on the radio that talks about all that military stuff? How can you do that? And I told them what I just told you. The statement I just made, I told that person. They turned around and went, well, and walked away. But think about that.
You know, I hate to see students wear Che Guevara t-shirts or the Bill Ayers red t-shirt with the big yellow star on it.
Okay.
Only new.
Gotta go. Thanks,
okay,
Dan.
I will talk to you later on in the week.
Thanks, Dan. Okay, and by the way, Flip is clarifying. He said his bike had a recall, so they took it to be fixed while he's down and recuperating. Okay, great. I'm glad to hear that, Flip, because I thought that you gave it up. That's what everybody was thinking. So good, your bike is being fixed. I'll be right back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There's been another school shooting, this time in Colorado, with 1,800 students inside, grades kindergarten through 12.
We were standing outside the parking lot right next to the high school when we saw an officer walk in with a patrol rifle and a vest. right after they sent the school into a lockdown, which we could hear over the loudspeaker.
Police say two students opened fire at their classmates and hit eight of them before being subdued. One of the students has died. KCNC-TV's Rick Salinger is reporting from STEM Highlands Ranch School outside Denver.
Heavily armed sheriff's deputies arrived 2 minutes after the first call. They engaged the shooters inside the school and arrested two. They then cleared the classrooms, escorting the students from the building to places of safety as ambulances rushed the injured to hospitals.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our first edition of the Military and Veterans News here on the Captain's America Third Watch. By the way, next week is Armed Forces Week. Armed Forces Day is actually Saturday, the 18th of May. And Mission Barbecue will have their Military Appreciation Days. Folks, military veterans, active duty service, and military veterans can get two free meals next week at Mission Barbecue. First of all, if you're Army, Monday, the 13th of May. Marine Corps, Tuesday, the 14th of May. That's the day I'll be there up at Waters Avenue, and we look forward to seeing some Marines come join us. Navy on Wednesday, the 15th. Air Force on Thursday, the 16th. Coast Guard on Friday, the 17th, and then 18th. All day, come and enjoy a great lunch at your favorite Mission Barbecue, wherever you happen to be located at, the closest one to you, or where I'm going to be, again, up there at Waters Avenue, Saturday the 18th. And again, you get two free lunches next week, being a veteran, because it's Armed Forces Week. All right. Let's get going here, because the National Aviation Academy brings you this edition of the Military and Veterans News, and let's hear about them right now
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
And remember that National Aviation still has a few openings available for their May 31st class that starts not only up in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside Boston, but also here in Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay area. What you need to do is go online at naa.edu, that's naa.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080, that's 800-659-2080. Tell them the captain sent you for more information and see if you can become a student, because I'm telling you, $80,000 a year is being dangled in front of you if you want to become an aviation maintenance tech. If you're a good one, that's what you can make, up to $80,000 to start right off the bat. Now, the Chief of Naval Operations has said that the USS Abraham Lincoln into Persian Gulf, that trip is not a surprise. It's actually been planned for some time. The only surprise is going to be it's headed for the Persian Gulf, coming out of the Mediterranean. And the day after the White House released a stern statement announcing the immediate deployments of an aircraft carrier strike group and bomber wing, by the way, four B-52s have flown into the Middle East to the Persian Gulf to deter the unnamed Iranian threat, the Navy Chief of Naval Operations, Admiral John Richardson, was put in what he now knows as a familiar position for the Pentagon brass, explaining why a surprise White House statement was on such a controversial topic put out there. Well, he did, they did, and I'm telling you what, you can be proud of the Navy when they're out there. They are a huge deterrent to anybody thinking about doing anything, because they can go at a moment's notice. And don't forget, on board those ships, there's also at least 3,000 Marines on board that ship, some Marine Expeditionary Force traveling along with them, too. Now, President Donald Trump pardoned a former U.S. soldier, First Lieutenant Michael Bahana, who was convicted in 2009 of killing an Iraqi prisoner who was trying to steal his weapon, and the two of them got in a fight and wound up killing the Iraqi prisoner, and they, in my opinion, mistakenly found the first lieutenant guilty. Never should have happened that way. He was defending himself, but that's my opinion. And he was pardoned, so it's like as if now it didn't happen. So finally, justice was served after 10 long years of this nonsense going on back and forth. Now, President Trump announced that he may reverse the Defense Department rule, which requires athletes for the service academies to fulfill their active duty requirement before pursuing a professional sports career. He may waive the service academy athletes who want to play in the pros. They still would have to serve in the military, but it wouldn't be right out the gate when they came out of, say, football or baseball or basketball. They would have a opportunity to go in and play their sports during the prime time of their career, if you will. And we'll see how all that plays out. In addition, whether you've always wanted to design your own firearm, you can visit SeaWorld on the cheap, or get the best deal on a hotel for your next family vacation. You can check out a whole list of deals from the Military Times, because some offers are specific to May and Armed Forces Month, but it doesn't mean that there aren't other offers that are out there for you during this magic month of May, which is Armed Forces Month, and of course Armed Forces Day culminates on the 18th with Memorial Day coming later in the month, and I'll have news as to where I'll be come Memorial Day weekend. Also, the acting Pentagon chief, Mr. Shanahan, has cited a credible threat from Iran over the decision to deploy military assets to the region. We're being told that proxy of Iran, or perhaps even the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, issued a credible threat in the region, which is why we sent
our aircraft battle group there, as well as our B-52 bombers. Now, I will tell you that we're once again sailing in the areas, the islands that are claimed by China in the South China Sea. We sent two of our warships over there again, a move once again that's angered Beijing at a time when we have tense ties between the world's two biggest economies and discussions going on there about a trade deal. And the Taliban and U.S. peace envoy Zalmay Khalilzad have met repeatedly in the Qatari capital of Doha in recent months in a bid to finally end Afghan's grueling war. But it was reported yesterday that the talks have stumbled a bit over the troop withdrawal of the United States and allied forces in Afghanistan. Of course the Taliban want the troops out of there because they know that they can beat the Afghan military for the most part. They know that. But the troops aren't going to go out as fast as they think, and there's going to be a residual force of some 5,000 or so left behind, based on what I know about. Now, the U.S. Navy's growing an increasingly diverse portfolio of unmanned systems and creating a jumble of control systems, creating problems for a force that hopes robot ships, aircraft, and submarines will help it regain a significant advantage over rivals China and Russia. Can you imagine on the horizon you have a robot ship coming at you, launching missiles at you, all done because there's not a crew on board? It's all robotically controlled by somebody sitting at a computer in CENTCOM or at the Pentagon or whatnot. Can you imagine that? Now, from home port inspections to transitioning the Taiwan Strait down to Antarctica and through riverine waterways here in the United States, the Coast Guard, the United States Coast Guard, has arguably the most diverse mission set of all the armed services. Now, I will say again, as I've said before, why the United States Coast Guard is not part of the Department of Defense is totally beyond me. They do some of the same things the Navy does. They do some of the same things the Army and the Marines do on the high seas. That's what they do. And in my humble opinion, they should be part of the Department of Defense, not part of the Department of Homeland Security, even though I do get the fact that they are the last line of defense, so to speak, on the Great Lakes and up and down our rivers in the event that something were to happen. But still, did you know that we actually have Navy ships that steam into the Great Lakes from time to time in the Gulf of Mexico and whatnot? So what's good for the goose is good for the gander. And, yeah, I'm piping up the Coast Guard because I've done a lot of work with them in the past over the years when I was in the fire service. And they are a very, very, very good group and a very adequate group. And I was very proud to be able to be involved in some life-saving rescues with them on the Lake Ontario waters that we had to patrol as well. Now, the Marine Corps is still recovering from nearly $3.6 billion in estimated damages inflicted on the East Coast Marine bases from last September's Hurricane Florence. And we're hoping that the Democrats come to their senses so that they can get their money along with the other services to take care of the problems that need to be dealt with. All right, coming back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with more. And Kathy, tell them how to get a hold of us.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes,
Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mark Walters. Now it's time to get things cranked up here with our next highway and byway report. Are you ready for this? Here we go.
State. Grab another gear for another day's pay. 5 weeks on the road's been rough. Two more to go before he can let up. Gotta keep the monkey off of his back. It's a fact. He's working class. Grips that wheel with his calloused hands. Nothing he's got was handed to him. All chickens out of Arkansas when he was green. With a worn-out
man. He's working class.
Alrighty, a lot of working class drivers out there tonight working real hard, and I'm going to get right to the chase here for Texas because you need to know what's going on right now. And Texas, you've got problems along I-10 and I-20. There is a severe thunderstorm watch with tornado watches in it as well from about 30 miles west of Ozona on I-10 to about 30 miles east of Junction, Texas on I-10, all the way that area up to I-20 from Sweetwater, about 30 miles west of Sweetwater, to Abilene into the next county, about 40 miles east of Abilene, and as far north as Truck Morton and as far south as Sonora and Barnhart and places like Sansuba and Brownwood and Sterling City are all under a severe thunderstorm watch and tornado watch as hail 1 to 2 inches in diameter is possible, wind gusts to 70 miles an hour or more is possible, and isolated tornadoes are possible. So please be careful if you're traveling in that area tonight, and be advised if the wind start in, pull over, find a safe place. Because Catwoman and Road Dog the other night almost got blown off the highway in one of those straight-line windstorms. Now, I will tell you that if you're coming down out of Arkansas, I-30 coming out of Little Rock, you're going to have rain all the way down to Texarkana, about 30 or 40 miles into Texas before you run out of it. And then you'll have some clear sailing weather-wise until you get down towards San Antonio. There is some rain in the San Antonio area. Those storms are off to the west and northwest. Right now, they're not moving. They're just in those areas. And it's kind of funny because I've been watching the weather tonight. And in Oklahoma, you've got like a 45-degree angle from the southeastern part of Nebraska and the north and then the southwestern part of Missouri around Joplin on up towards Springfield and Branson, where you've got the severe weather, the line all the way down to central Texas. And then you've got flash flood warnings in parts of Oklahoma and Oklahoma City and west towards Amarillo. You've got rain there. You've got rain, it looks like, up in the panhandle of Oklahoma, too. You've got fog tonight, a lot of fog in Kansas, western Kansas, from Salina west till you get into Colorado. And then when you get into Colorado, when you start to climb and head up towards Denver, you're going to be running into some snow for you because there is a winter storm watch tonight and snow in the mountains west of Denver and in the Denver area, Pueblo, Colorado Springs, on down towards the southwestern part and the higher elevations of Colorado tonight. There is also snow tonight popping up in the Cheyenne-Laramie region going up over Lincoln, between Cheyenne and Laramie, going up over by the Lincoln Monument. Some snow flurries there, some snow flurries out west on I-80 around Rollins, and then you've got some snow flurries to the north going up I-25 towards Montana, Rapid City, South Dakota tonight. You've got fog in that area, and you've got some wind out in the desert, the high desert of California, some wind in the central part of Oregon, some scattered rain in southeastern Minnesota and central and northeastern Wisconsin, scattered rain showers. You've got a hard freeze and frost warning in northern Michigan with some rain down below it on the western side of Michigan tonight. You got some high winds in central New York blowing around there tonight, and some scattered showers down in the Houston area right now, which, by the way, there's been some flash flooding in the same areas from the hurricane of a few years ago down there in the Houston, Texas area. So be careful down there. And remember, turn around, don't drown. When you get in the water, don't try to drive through it, especially if you don't know how deep it is. It doesn't take much to take your car right down the river along with you in it. So we don't want to be hearing about that going on either. It's a very serious problem. Now, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com will be calling in here in just a second, and we've got so much going on right now. She is calling in right now, so I'm going to get over there to the telephone lines. Good morning, Denise Simon.
Good morning.
All right, let's cut right to the chase. I teased this a little bit earlier. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, apparently, I don't know if it's the full court or not, but they gave the permission to the Trump administration to continue to send the asylum seekers back to Mexico temporarily. And if you remember right, we talked the other day about how the Border Patrol was now being given the opportunity to take these people into custody, process them for 48 hours, and then right back across the border.
It's not all of them, but there are you know, some stipulations on to which ones can be sent back. This was suspended due to the ACLU and the Southern Poverty Law Center, along with the Center for Gender and Refugee Studies, had brought a lawsuit on behalf of 11 asylum applicants and a couple other organizations.
Mm-hmm.
So the argument was, in some cases, I don't know the full argument, but the argument was, if we have got violent drug cartels or MS-13,
mm-hmm.
you're asking us to allow everybody in, go through the paperwork and just let them go. We cannot do that. So this is called, that was the argument. So the Trump administration had a policy of remain in Mexico policy, which was actually created by Kirstjen Nielsen, the former Homeland Security Secretary.
Yep.
So this is a very good thing. There's a lot of relief there on that one from the Ninth Circuit.
Now, the other thing is that when we do find out who some of these people are, just because they're coming in from Mexico, just because they're coming in and being described as Cuban refugees, there are, in fact, people from 130 countries that are being detained right now.
Yeah, we have as many as, you know, 130 countries or so that come across that southern border, correct?
Correct, because just because they come from Cuba doesn't mean they're Cubans, and that's what people are trying to, you know, well who are these people? Well, that's what we have to find out. Because they're not all our friends and neighbors, so to speak. And,
right.
And the other thing is when they do turn out to be MS-13 or someone that's on, like, a terrorist watch list, then we can't wait to get them out of the country fast enough, can we?
Well,
unless they're wanted for something.
Yeah, precisely. Yeah, I mean, it's you know, each case has to go case by case. And now the Trump administration has approved a policy for ICE that ICE can have something called its most wanted list.
Yeah.
And that's important because we've got all kinds of interesting people that are here already in the country that we're trying to find. So we're producing a most wanted list, very much like the FBI, and that we're asking law enforcement, especially the Sheriff's Department, to subscribe to that list.
Yep.
And those that do are getting training to do so, including our own Sheriff Gualtieri.
Okay, hold on. We'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, right after the top of the hour news. We shall return. Lots more coming your way. And by the way, don't forget, you truckers out there headed across Texas, be careful. There's some really bad weather. You're headed across on I-10 and I-20 tonight.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom, and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains. pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code, MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.